We're both saying, I'd like to. Originally, I thought that we would like skip around the whole cosmic verse, and then I told you this morning that I think just because I don't really have as much of a havana of the sugyas, so going straight probably makes more sense. So we're up to Se'if Yud Gimel Yud today. Se'if Yud Gimel Yud, just to read the Mechaber and then to get into where it comes from. The din of Sif Yud Gimel is when you have a ma'ayon that's coming down drip, 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 drip. So that is not dino k'mayon, right? To be a ma'ayon, it has to be that it's yored b'kiluach below hafsek. That it goes straight, there is no hafsek. That is what it takes to be a ma'ayon. If I have this drip, 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 and I put something there, which somehow miraculously allows the drip, 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 drip to connect to each other. That's called Neitfin Shason Zeichlin. And that becomes Zochlin. Then it's kosher. Providing I do not use a dover that's Mekabel Tumah, even if it's only Mekabel Tumah Midrabbanan. That's the halacha. Meaning, I can take my drips and connect them, but the thing that connects them cannot be something which is mekabel tumah. Now, this idea comes from a Mishnah in the fifth perek of Mikvaos, Mishnah Hey. Hazochlen kemayim, hanotvim kemikvah. Right. Notvim means dripping water, has a din of a mikvah. Reb Tzadik tells me Zeichlin Sherabah Notvim is kosher. Right, that we already encountered. That's already our discussion about rivers. Then the Mishnah writes Notvim Sha'asa'an Zochlin, Somech Afilu Makal Afilu Kana Afilu Zav Zava Yored V'Tovel. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that I can take a stick or a reed and I can do the zechila. I'm learning according to the Rambam. A stick or a reed or a zav and a zava, right? I can, I take a stick and a reed, excuse me, which is something that's mekabel tumah midrabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says a stick and a reed is okay to transform the nitzvim into zochlin. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol davar shu mekabel tumah im mazchilin bo. Rabbi Yossi says that no, you can't be mazchil with a davar that's mekabel tumah, meaning since the stick is mekabel tumah, so you can't use the stick to create your zechila. Now, the Rambam learns the Mishnah the way we just said it, that drip, 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 drip is connected al yedei the stick. And that works according to the Tanna Rebbe Yehuda, but according to Tanna Rebbe Yossi, it does not work because a stick is considered mekabel tumah. There's also meres. The stick is mekabel tumah midrabbanan, and some that's mekabel, right, pshutei kli eitz is mekabel tumah midivreihem. And since it's kabbalas tumah midrabbanan, it does not help as a it does not help to transform the zechila, to transform the netifa into zechila. Right? So basically, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, about whether you are allowed to use something that's mekabel tumah midrabbanan to transform notfim into zochlim, to make it a mayim. And we paskin, it doesn't become a mayon. That's what the Pesach according to the Rambam. Now, this idea is called Havayaso Ayadei Dover HaMekabel Tumah. The issue at hand, when the Tanna Rav Yaisi says, do not do the drip, 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 Ayadei, some don't transform drip, 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 drip into flow. Don't do it Ayadei Dover HaMekabel Tumah. That's because there's a din of Havayaso Ayadei Dover Mekabel Tumah. This idea is found in a Mishnah in Maseches Parah. The Mishnah in Parah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalel, tells me that Nosan Yada O Raglo Kedei Sheyavro Hamayim L'Chaves is puzzle. Ole Konim Elei Egozim Ksherim. If I use my hand to allow the water to go into the Chaves, and I want to use the water for Parah Aduma, so then it's puzzle. But if I take leaves, leaves are not Mekabel Tumah, it's kosher. Zehaklal. Davosha Makabal Tumas Puzzle, Davosha in the Makabal Tumas Kasher. Mishnah Para tells me the same Yisoid that the Tan Rabbi Yossi has in our Mishnah, that Dover that's Makabal Tumah, you can't be Mehava it, you can't create it either in Dover Makabal Tumah, but if it's a Davosha in the Makabal Tumah, it's okay. The Rambam learned, Rabbi Yossi, that since the real din of Havayaso Ayede Davar Mekabel Tumah is found in Meseches Para, not in Meseches Mikvais, that tells me that Havayaso Ayede Davar Mekabel Tumah is a din in Ma'ayan, not a din in Mikvah, and it might not be a din in Ma'ayan, it might be a din in Super Ma'ayan, which we call Mayim Chayim, which is necessary for a Paraduma. Right? The Rambam is going to say that the Mishnah in Perek Hay of Mikvais is only telling me Havayosai Ayyadi Dabram Kabal Tumah is a problem. That's what the Tan Rabbi Yossi says. But that's only sure as a problem by Ma'ayan, not by Mikvah. Because the original source of this is by Para Aduma. So Ken Minzogin, that the din is only by Mayim Chayim even, but somehow the Rambam seems to say that the din is true in any Ma'ayan, not only Mayim Chayim. It's based on the Mishnah Para, but the Mishnah Para is ultimately another form of Ma'ayan. Mayim Chayim is just Ma'ayan that's zooped up. So the Rambam is going to say that the psul of Havayosai Ayyadei Davar Mekabel Tumah is a din only in Ma'ayan. So far, so good? The raya, that according to the Rambam, the din is only by Ma'ayan, is from the next Mishnah in Mikvaos, Perek Hei Mishnah Vav, at the end. Beis Shammai says, Am Toivel Bechardos. Beis Hillel says, Ein Matvilim. Umodim Shugoder Kalim V'tova Behem. V'kalim Shugoder Behem Lohut Belum. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that if I have a chardos, it's like a little stream, so that's not valid for Tevila, but I can be Goder Kalim, I can take Kalim and use the kalim to make that charedolus into a tevila basin. Whoa, dude, how can I take my kalim and make it into a tevila basin? My kalim are mekabel tumah, no? How can I do that? Zup the Rambam, it ain't no problem. Because the din of not using mekabel tumah is a din only by Ma'ayan. There is no such thing by mikvah. Whoa, must be sukkahs. Right. Okay, there. That's the din according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's a din only by ma'ayan, not by mikvah. That's how he learned Perek Hey of Mikvah is Mishnah Vav. In my youth, when I was in the Kol HaOyon, so I gave a chabur on this topic. And I noted that there is a shita in Rishayim, the Yireyim, who says, it's Mitzvah Chavav, the Yireyim says that the din of Havayosai Ayyadei Davar Mekabel Tumah is a din only by Ma'ayan, not by Mikvah. And the Yireyim says an interesting source. Let's take a step back. Zvachim Daf Chafhei. The Gemara over there learns, Ach mayan uvar, mikve mayim yetahar. Zok the Gemara in Zvachim, Mayan ubar mikve mayim yiye tahar. Yiye, we'll read it like havayato tahar. Yihye means yehave. Havayaso tahar. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim says. Now, if that's the source, so then the Aruch HaShulchan, if Kuf Ayin, note, it doesn't make any sense that the din should be only by Ma'ayan and not by Mikvah. The Aruch HaShulchan says, hey, Rambam, I love you. You're a great guy. You probably have a beard. You're awesome. But Rambam, how can you tell me the din of Havayosai Ayadei Davam Kabotuma is only by Ma'ayan, not by Mikvah, when the whole Limud is from Mayan Ubar Mikve Mayim Yiyah Tahar? No? So Aruch HaShulchan threatened on Rambam, how can you learn that the din is only on Ma'ayan when it says Yiyah Tahar right after Mikvah? Zagich, that Zak the Yireim, a different Girsa. The Girsa is not Yiyah Tahar, but Yichyeh Tahar. He writes Yiyah Tahar, the Yireim writes Karibe, which is another way of saying Al Tikre. Don't read it, right? A hey and a fes could be pretty similar, no? It's just like a little bit of missing space. So the Yireim writes, Kribe Gichye Tahar. Das meint Chiyuto B'Tahara. Das meint Ma'ayan has to be Tahar. Gichye Chiyuto B'Tahara. That's what the Yireim says. If this is the pshat, so then I'd understand why the din is true by all ma'ayan, not only by mayim chayim of a para, because yichya tahar is all ma'ayan. I should note that the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam not like this. The Beis Yosef learns that according to the Rambam, the din of havayosai b'tahara is only a din in Meseches Para, right, on Mayim Chayim. What we're trying to say is that this din is true by all Ma'ayan, and I'm proving it from the din of Yichyeh Tahar, from this other Girsa in the Yireim.
It's
the
Girsa
of what? The Yireim's Girsa in Meseches Zvachim Daf Chav Hei is instead of Yichyeh Tahar, Kribe Yichyeh Tahar. There's a sefer called the Diktukei Sofer, no? Reb Nosson Noter Rabinovich. He basically, Goyin Olam, he took the Munich manuscript of Shas. The only complete manuscript we have of Shas is the Munich manuscript. And he takes the Gersois of the Munich manuscript and he points out in the footnotes that Rishonim had different Gersois. So the Munich manuscript, he says, has a text, Yichyeh Tahar, not Yiyeh Tahar. And Reb Nosson Noter Rabinovich writes that Lo Matzasi Girsa Zuba Rishonim. And the correct text is the way we have it in the Shas HaNidpas, that Yiyeh Tahar Havayato B'Tahara. Timihani Shelo Ra'ah B'Sefer Yireim. Shebesefer Yireim katuv kribe yichyeh tahar. And the Dikduke Seferim, by the way, the goyness of the Dikduke Seferim, by the way, is the man was blind when he wrote the end of the Sefer. You know this? He was mamash a goyin olam. He takes the Munich manuscript, he puts out Dikduke Seferim when he is blind. That is a scary, think about the level of bekiyus that this takes. To know the different Gersos in the Rishonim compared to the manuscript, when he was blind, he wrote the end of the Diktukei Seferim. This is the Diktukei Seferim, Masechta Zvachim. Right? He is blind. So again, could be that that's why he missed it. He's already blind. I don't have such a tain on him. But it's mavish. It's a scary thing when you think about it. Oh. Now,
story of the other guy.
That could be. I mean, Yefei is also an amazing sefer. Like, he mamash quotes every Yerushalmi. If I'm not mistaken, the author of the Oxford English Dictionary also went blind in the process. No? By the way, in terms of the significant works, the Oxford, the OED is, like, really impressive, no? Okay, we'll just leave it like that. Now, he was a weird man, though. The author of the OED was mamash and not John, but that's a different story. Okay, now, so Ad Kan Divrei HaRambam. The Rambam learned Perakei Mishnehe that the Nitvin and the Zeiflin means I have water coming down. Is it coming down as a straight stream, or is it coming down drop, drop, drop? And I transform drop, 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 al yidei, a stick. But then the Tanna Rebbe Yossi says, don't do it al yidei, a stick. The Rambam's going to say it's a din in Ma'ayan, not a din in Mikvah, like we explained. And the Raya is from a Mishnah, the next Mishnah, the Gol Derech Kalim. It happens that if you look in the footnotes of the new Torah, they point out Azoy. You know, Maseches Erevin Mem Vav gives us a lot of klolim of psak. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi, no? Machlekes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, pass him like Rabbi Yossi. The Mordechai writes, then in this case, I pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi, because the next Mishnah, Perakei, Mishnah Vav, says that go der afilu kelim. How do you do that? Isn't the kelim a dominus from Kabbal Tuma? Teretz is, I don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. I hold like the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Mordechai says. It's footnote, I believe, Kuf Pei Beis in the